Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day here on Thursday, the 18th of February. In the news today, we have action from the NBA with Stephen Adams. Pelicans were in action yesterday. News around the Prada Cup and also other events such as the Jet Sprint racing in Merrimurray this weekend and whether that when and if they'll be resuming due to the COVID announcements. Some shock results from the Australian Open, some news on in the A-League. And also horse racing as well. It's your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And yes, let's kick off with that COVID announcement. So yesterday, the government announced that the Auckland will be dropping to level two and the rest of the country will be dropping to level one. This means that the Jet Sprint event in Merrimurray, just behind the dragway, will be taking place this Saturday, the 20th of February. I will be there covering the event, so looking forward to that. So do keep an eye on the old socials. Also, I've had a couple of interviews with the people who'll be taking part in the event, so you can check those out on New Zealand Sports Radio's Facebook page or via our podcast as well. I'll be posting up today or early tomorrow the footage of my trip around in one of the Jet Sprint boats. So I had a cracking day there with them last Sunday. So looking forward to that on Saturday. The Prada Cup is up in the air as to actually what will happen. Luna Rosa are saying that it should be resuming as per schedule and that racing should happen behind closed doors as there are protocols for it to do so, and that if racing hasn't finished by Wednesday next week, or hasn't resumed, sorry, by Wednesday next week, then the team that is leading should be put up as the champions. Funnily enough, Luna Rosa are currently leading 4-0, so that would have put them as champions. The organisers, obviously a team in New Zealand, are looking at postponing it so that as many people as possible can engage and watch it. INEOS UK has also said that they are happy for it to be postponed and that people's safety comes first. So it is going to be interesting to see what will happen with that. Will we have a resumption tomorrow with the racing, or will it get postponed by a week as the as Team New Zealand are trying to do? Discussions obviously will be ongoing. And do join us at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning here on New Zealand Sports Radio for the Morning Sports Briefing, where I will bring you up to speed with the latest news on how that those discussions are going. Over in Australia, the tennis is getting towards the pointy end now. It was in the quarterfinals yesterday. Danielle and Oswald took on Ram and Salisbury, the number five seeds. Unfortunately, they lost 7-6, 6-2, which means Ram and Salisbury were through to the semi-finals, where they'll take on Murray and Soraz, Jamie Murray, that is, in that one. In the women's singles, there was a shock upset as Barty, the number one seed, lost to Muchova 1-6, 6-3, 6-2 to tumble out of the tournament. That means that we'll have Muchova versus Brady, the 25th versus 25th seed, 22nd seed in one semifinal, and the other semifinal will see Osaka take on Serena Williams, the third seed versus the 10th seed in that one. So Osaka, the highest seed left in the tournament on the women's side of things. Over on the men's side, Nadal took on Tsitsipas in the quarterfinals. He took a good lead, winning the first two sets 6-3, 6-2, only to lose the next three 7-6, 6-4, 6-5, and to leave the event. Tsitsipas will head now play, who's number 5 seed, will play Medvedev, the number 4 seed, in the lower quarter semi-final. In the top side, Djokovic, the number 1 seed, will be taking on Karatsev, the qualifier, who has made it through to the semi-finals there. Over in the A-League, and the Wellington Phoenix have added Charles Lockie Ngoy to the side. He did trial pre-season, didn't make the cuts, but he's now been added to the team. Obviously, the Wellington Phoenix, having had a tough start to the season, will add some squad depth to the side, with Sotiro and Hemed both injured currently, and Ball serving a 2-match suspension. So add some numbers to the squad. So good luck to him. Good luck to Charles joining the Wellington Phoenix for the rest of the season. Over in horse racing, congratulations to Danielle Johnson, who has won her 100th career win. That's the 1,000th career win yesterday. She went on to add 3 more as well. She's on 1,003 now. She notched up the target on the first race of the day, winning on Feeling Fancy. She currently is leading the Premiership with 123 wins, a 73 wins clear of Craig Grills. So she's going fantastic this season. She's the third female to reach 1,000 career wins, after Lisa Allpress and Trudy Thornton were both still riding as well. So congratulations to her. I hope the 29-year-old will obviously go on, or hope will go on to win a lot more races. Over in the NBA, we had 6 games yesterday, including the Bucks losing to the Raptors 124-113, and the Celtics beating the Nuggets 112-99. But the game that I think Kiwis were more interested in was the Grizzlies versus the Pelicans. The Grizzlies made a good start, winning the first quarter, but after that, it was all one-way traffic as the Pelicans took control, winning the game 144-113. Zion Williamson with 31 points and Brandon Ingram with 22 points led the way from the starters. Josh Hart came off the bench with 9 rebounds and 27 points to help out as well. Steve Adams with 7 rebounds and 8 points there. But unfortunately, he also had to leave injured during the final quarter with a back injury. Let's hope that he is okay to return and doesn't have to spend too much time after that. They did play down the injury in post-match interviews. For the Grizzlies, they were led by Ja Morant with 28 points in that one. That means that the Pelicans have broken their losing streak and are now on a 1-game winning streak. And that season climbed to 11th in the Western Conference. The Jazz still lead the Lakers and the Clippers on that side. Over on the Eastern Conference, the 76ers are ahead of the Nets and the Bucks in third place. Bucks slipping back with that with a 4-game losing streak now. Seen them slide off from the top of the table. There are a further 10 games today, including the Pelicans backing up and having to play the Trailblazers, That starts at 3 p.m. Today. You have now started the day at the best way up to speed. All of the important sports news. Have a fantastic Thursday, folks. Everyone stay safe. And you can join us this evening at 8 p.m. as we preview the Super Rugby games for this weekend with the Super Rugby AU kicking off. I hope you all have a wonderful evening, folks, and catch you then.